Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19. All right, we're here today with Jordan, Grant Nardi, and special guest, the hockey guys, Jared Wilkes, Joby McCarty. We're live watching Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals as we record this. It's headed into second intermission right now. There's 25 seconds left. 2-0 Blues, but we're going to talk about that throughout. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals Game 5. We're going to talk about the Stanley Cup, obviously, like I just said. Talk about the MLB a little bit and sports headlines that don't matter. And so we'll kick it off and everybody will give their good Baker and bad Baker of the 2 days. Nardi, go.
Okay, so nothing good has happened to me in the past couple days. I'm not going to lie. But a bad Baker is that I might have torn my labrum again or just dislocated my shoulder again, and it's not a great feeling.
You could twist that as a good Baker, though.
How was that a good Baker?
I don't know. I did
the church pays for my recovery.
I did just
you get a little sympathy, you know. You get a little sympathy.
Do you not?
You might get some cupcakes in the mail.
Did you do it at work?
I did it at work. Yes.
Worker's comp. Good Baker.
Okay.
You get great Baker, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Jared, go. Good Baker.
Good Baker. Just got back from church camp. Okay. I'm a youth pastor at North Valley Church.
Nice.
Shout out.
Nice plug.
Yeah, you should come. It's advertising right there. So come be part of my youth group. Just got back. Had a great week. Students had an awesome time. Bad Baker. This is actually a terrible bad Baker. I'm getting my wisdom teeth out Friday.
Dude, that's not a bad
thing. Dude, you're way too old to still have wisdom teeth.
Dude, I am.
I've never gotten mine out.
Dude, you need them. I still have them. You need them out. You need them out.
I've got one. I had one fully come in, and I just didn't do anything about it.
You were probably in so much pain.
It hurt for a long time, but I'm good now. I've just got an extra tooth. So I can chew stuff very well, though.
I got mine out when I was 16, and literally, like, when I was asleep, I had a dream that Kim Jong-un was overrun. I can't make this up. Kim Jong-un had an army of, like, unicorns, and they're just stabbing folks. It was...
What's weird is that's actually wild, true.
Well, yeah.
That's on next week's podcast. When I got mine out, there's a Snapchat I sent. It's a famous snap of me. It's circulated through the hallways of Hewitt Trussell High School. I was trying to say, I see everything twice right now. And the actual words that I typed was, I see dirty by Todd this RN.
Wow. What did Todd do to you?
I don't know. Okay, my good Baker and bad Baker. I didn't get the tickets. My girlfriend bought the tickets, and I'm going to Venmo her back to the Ban Camino concert in Birmingham.
Dude, great band.
I don't know when the concert is, but I know I've got tickets.
My girlfriend went to that concert in November. No, a lot. January or February.
Do you think she'll catch them on their Ecuador leg of their tour?
She's
in Ecuador, right?
Yeah, she'll probably go.
All right. So me and Ashley either got tickets to the one in Ecuador or Birmingham. I'm not sure.
Sweet. Okay.
That's nice.
Bad Baker. The Warriors didn't hit the team total over or the game over and wrecked me financially.
Lot in
how,
that
how much money though. are you not going to disclose the amount?
I'm not going to disclose the amount.
But just a lot?
It's like, so just to not like give away my finances, imagine an amount of money that would hurt you physically that you lost it. And whatever that is for you, that's what it was for me. That's how much money I lost.
So not good.
Not good, yeah.
That's a tough day.
But it was all out of positive. So, like, I'm still above even.
Hey, we're still in the green.
But I was way in the green before that. Joby, good Baker, bad Baker.
So, my good Baker is I've been working at a golf course for about 8 months, have not gotten to play the course. This week, finally got to play the course after a big tournament. Shot River Trace Country Club.
Nice. What'd you shoot, like a 150?
Like a 92.
How many balls did you get?
About 17.
Dude, that hurts the bank account.
We were taking molies. A lot of heavy molies.
Oh, dude, I played at I played at Grayson Valley one time with Hunter Thomason, very good friend of the show, one of the many co-founders of Student Section.
He's a good guy.
So it was just us. And so what we tell people is that we both shot an 88 at Grayson Valley, which is...
tough course.
I think it's 16 or 17 over there. The par's weird there. But we took at least two mulligans on every hole.
Man.
That's okay. Just like straight drops, like in the fairway center.
Wait, did you hit on the driving range before?
Not really.
It's okay. It don't count. Yeah. It's just
we were just like, you know, we can take these mulligans. That's what we're going to do. Because we didn't warm up at all.
Bad Baker of the Week is the steak diet is it's winning right now, and we're up a few pounds.
This is what I told Nardi on the last episode. That could also be a good baker.
Not for me. Maybe for you, but like...
That's what I said.
The poundage. No, because if you gain a few pounds, then you're really motivated to lose, like, more pounds than you gained. No.
Then you're unmotivated because you're just like, I'm really fat and exactly. I'm depressed. Like, I don't want to do anything.
I got pizza today and it's like, I don't care.
See? That's a bad position to be in, but that's the only position
that's really bad.
Yeah.
See, I've had the reverse problem where, like, I can eat as much as I want, and I step on the scale, and I've, like, lost 2.5 pounds. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I wish I was like
that. Ever since I quit football, I've never been able to put on weight. I was, like, pushing 190 at the time, way much less than that. Just to save my dignity, I'm not going to tell people what I actually
weigh. It's just not fair. Just for all our podcast listeners out there, I was roommates with Jordan for probably 2 or 3 years.
2.5.
Well, pretty much since freshman year of high school, but really, yeah. Like, legitimately the past 2 years we lived together. And
I mean, I took pretty hard residency in Jared's house in high school.
But the past 2 years, I think every day I walked into his room, there was a pile of donut sticks on his desk. So, like, he eats pretty unhealthy. Terribly. It doesn't show.
I need to stop it, though. It's starting to show. It's starting to show because I haven't worked out in months. I used to work out, like, once a week, and it would take care of everything bad I did that week.
Yeah.
But I haven't worked out in 3 months, and it's starting to, like, I'm not fat or chubby, or I'm terribly skinny, but I'm starting to lose, like, definition where I used to have it.
Yeah,
so, anyways, so we're gonna quickly recap Game 5 of the finals.
Oh, what a game.
And then we'll get to the live updates of the third period of the game. So, obviously, KD was back. KD got hurt. Kawhi went nuts. The fans cheered when KD got hurt. It was a fun game. What was the final score? 106 to 105?
Five, yeah.
Yeah, I bet the 107.5 for the Warriors. They screwed me there. I bet the over at 215 screwed me there.
Yep.
But I did have the Warriors plus 1.5. That hit. I got that early in the morning. Because I knew KD was going to play, but the headline hadn't broken yet.
Right.
So I had to get that bet in the morning when, because as soon as KD got back, the team total went up, the over went
up.
Everything
shifted.
Everything went up.
Yeah.
And I knew that was going to happen when they made that announcement. But
here's my question about that game. KD, obviously, we saw he got hurt. He's not 100%. Why is he playing minutes like he's 100%? And gets hurt.
He in the pregame, like, they were showing him, like, dunking, like, from, like, everywhere.
Did y'all see the...
He looked healthy, though, when he was out there at the warm-up.
But, like, did y'all see the Twitter video where he busted a filthy jig in the hallway, like, in the tunnel leading out to the game?
He does that before every game.
Yeah, he was, like, he was hitting the jive out there with an Achilles that was, like, hanging on by a thread. That's, first of all, dumb, also hilarious.
Yeah.
Mainly hilarious.
Oh, so bad.
He ruptured his Achilles?
Did you see the video?
Completely tore it.
That sucks. I thought it was a calf injury.
No. It looked like a calf.
Beforehand, it was a calf injury. So, he just...
He
strained his calf or something, and then he popped the Achilles completely.
I think when you are trying to nurse an injury, and you're trying so hard to, like, be cautious, I think you can hurt yourself more whenever you have to turn it up like that.
Everything else gets weaker. And he didn't go through much of, like, a rehab, I don't guess, because... I
mean, you could see when he popped it, his Achilles literally looked like it rolled up his whole leg.
That's disgusting.
I think I saw that.
All the way up. It's crazy.
Yeah. Did y'all see... Okay, more NBA things quick so we can get to the game. Kyrie declined his player option.
He's going to L.A.
No, dude, he's going to Brooklyn.
He's going to L.A.
He's going to Brooklyn.
Him and Bron are coming back, bro.
False.
No one wants to play with LeBron.
No way. He's going to Brooklyn, for sure.
LeBron's the GOAT. What do you mean?
LeBron is the GOAT. But
nobody wants to play with him.
Why not?
Well, we don't know. I would love to know why nobody wants to play with him. That's what I'm saying. I think he's the best basketball player in our generation.
Absolutely.
But I have no clue why no one wants to play with him. But there's something. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell a story, no name drops, but me and Jared had been on a team before. I'm not going to say when. It was just years ago, a church basketball team where we had a player, and it may be who you're thinking about, because there was two separate times that we had one that was really good and like a very much a benefit to the team. But everyone hated it because no one was getting shots up. No one was.
Yeah, he was just the ball hog.
Yeah, it was our senior year of high school, I think. But, like, so I could see where you don't want to play with the best player ever because you're basically just there.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing Kyrie did. He didn't want to play with LeBron anymore. He went to the Celtics to be the man.
Yeah.
Now, he could see, like, because he apologized or something.
He came back to LeBron and said, I was wrong. I wanted everything in my fingertips.
Maybe he doesn't want to be the man anymore, and he could go to L.A., but if I'm putting money on it, he's going to Brooklyn.
See, if I put money on it, it'll just be the opposite of what I bet. If I had to put money on it, I'd say Brooklyn. But I don't even know if that's on sports books where Kyrie's going to go, but Brooklyn is where he's going to go. It's close enough to where he is now. He doesn't have to move across the country. And Brooklyn needs a guy. And they have space for two max contracts if they get rid of D'Angelo Russell.
Which is wild.
But why would you get rid of him? He had an amazing year.
Dude.
And he's still young and he's getting better.
See, I saw a tweet today that said they should get rid of D'Angelo Russell and sign Kyrie and Tobias Harris. That's terrible. That'd be dumb. Tobias Harris is good.
Yeah.
But not worth a max contract. You could get Tobias Harris for way not cheaper. A max.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get someone like, not Terry Rozier, but on that level. Like,
yeah.
Just for the sake of, like, we could all relate to this, like an 82, 83 rating on 2K. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. A pretty good
that's
player.
That's like the most accurate description I've ever
that's, seen. That's, well, that's incredible. See, when I'm watching NBA games, I just see, like, their 2K rating floating above their head.
That's like when they have the shot, little green bean action when they make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
Steph hits greens every time he shoots.
Yeah. So, do y'all think KD's leaving? Do you think the injury, like, affected his?
But he tore his Achilles, so it's going to be a whole year until he comes back.
Here,
so, I don't know who would take the chance to sign him unless he stays with the Warriors. And they
I
just,
would sign him in the long term, if it's possible. Like,
yeah.
The only thing I'm scared of is I don't remember many guys that have had an Achilles injury that have come back.
Yeah.
I can't think of one.
Like, well, Boogie came back, though.
JT Smallwood.
I mean, Boogie Keith.
JT Smallwood's better than ever coming off the Achilles.
But it's true.
We don't know if Boogie's the same Boogie that Boogie was yet.
That's
you know
true.
I mean?
He's still kind of slow, but...
I did some research on it. Dominique Wilkins, he had one, and he was averaging 30 one year. Yeah. He's the only... Like, when Kobe tore his Achilles, which Kobe was old still.
That's true.
Like
he wasn't the same after that, though.
No, he's also ancient when he was playing. Love Kobe. Big fan of Kobe.
But yeah.
No, Kobe's trash. Facts.
I will disregard
that. I'm just kidding. I respect Kobe. Okay, Anthony Davis, the last basketball we'll touch on, unless y'all have any interjections.
Oh, we got to talk about the Raptors fans.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. But where do y'all think Anthony Davis is going? Obviously, it'll have to be through a trade.
Well, something came out today that was saying that the Lakers and the Celtics are talking to New Orleans right now.
I could see him
in like a three-way deal. Cause I
know possibly a three-way deal or a straight deal between. Because
they
team.
Said that they were looking for like a they would open to a three-way deal,
right?
Which could send Kyrie to New Orleans, and I would love that. I used to love Kyrie, kind of hate him now, and it'd be funny if he had to live in New Orleans.
Yeah,
that's a terrible place,
dude.
But Zion's
not
going
really
there now,
though,
dude.
Because if you ever have an off day, you just go down the street to Cafe Du Monde and snag you a beignet.
Oh,
dude.
Talk about steak diet.
It's a filthy place.
Get on that beignet diet.
Okay, little fact off the radar completely. If you go to Cafe Du Monde, the one in New Orleans, you'll see a gigantic line, and you'll see tables everywhere. Nobody's sitting in them. There's nobody will seat you. You seat yourself at the place. So if you're ever in New Orleans, just go take a seat. There's no point in waiting a line. And people get
that's good information right there.
Hold on though. What if you were to wait in line in solidarity with the line waiters, like just to make them feel better about themselves? But then,
hey man, if you get like, all that time. You have
right before people start to realize that they need to seat themselves, you just go take the best seat in the house.
God, that's dirty though. If you do that, you
it's funny though. Get it It'd be good in. Content. We need to do it and video it and post it.
We need to get a little trip action.
A little staff trip.
Video blog.
I'll video. Trip.
Yeah. Like
also,
I said.
Also, by the way, just a quick shout out to me. If you want to follow me at J3Wilkes on Instagram or Jared David on Instagram, I post good videos and pictures.
Also, shout the website, dude. Shout the website.
Shout the website, the J3Collect.com. If you have a wedding, book me and pay me for it.
He does good
and
work.
I will videotape your wedding.
Great work.
Yeah.
For like $1,000.
I've seen this website once. That's all I need to see because it's the best website ever.
Number one website this side of the Mississippi.
There's pictures and words. On the website?
I don't know where the Mississippi is. I've just heard that phrase.
It's
in Mississippi somewhere.
It just goes up.
Yeah, this south. This side of it. The south. So it's probably not that good.
But there's way more people on the opposite side of the Mississippi.
Well, yeah, so I don't have super big connections of the western side. Other than Colorado.
Okay. You just want the east.
Okay.
Yeah. East from the east.
That's what I'm saying. Before we talk about anything else basketball, how have we not talked about the women's national soccer team?
Oh,
dominating 13-0.
We can't because that requires more talk. We got to do it after the game.
I just want to say that I think it was either Hope Solo or Alex Morgan. Somebody tweeted, or I thought it was one of the older players.
Hope Solo,
I think, tweeted or Instagram something where it said, I'm predicting U.S. to win 7-0. And I was thinking, okay, that's absurd. There's no way they're going to put up 7. Girls put up 13 goals. That is insane.
That's super easy.
Like, it was almost embarrassing.
That's like a Pee Wee Rec basketball game score. Like, that's a lot of points.
It's like when you're scrimmaging, like when we used to play park ball, you'd have like the 125-pound team scrimmaging the 105s and just hammering them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like against Indonesia.
Yeah. Okay, so right now we have to take a break and hear like a sponsorship, and then we'll get back right as the third period's starting. All right, we're back, 30 seconds into the third period, still 2-0 Blues. Should we talk about, like, other stuff while, or are we just going to talk about the game during this?
We'll get to the game in a minute if you want to, so we can
back on the Raptors. We didn't really think about the Raptors.
Yeah.
And they're awful fans.
Dude, I think, I don't respect it, but, I mean, everyone, you know, like, there's been times where you're watching your favorite football team and your team's getting crushed. Or maybe not crushed because we're all fans of, like, decently powerhouse schools. But, like, your team's down by, like, 10 and you're screaming at your defensive lineman, like, break his leg.
Yeah,
like, talking
about.
But
like every time Michigan plays Ohio State, I'm really hoping their quarterback kind of, you know, just like a calf injury, something minor.
Well, it happened to JT Barrett the 1 year.
I know. We still lost.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. See, if my team's down and someone on the other team breaks their leg, at least in my head, I'm cheering for that. Maybe not verbally.
If it's Auburn, right?
But if it's Auburn, I'm cheering. No, I'm not. That's terrible. Clemson, no, because
Trevor Lawrence got the flow, man.
Trevor Lawrence is ugly. He sucks. He's terrible. He has great receivers. He's such a good quarterback.
He's so good, dude.
I try to convince myself every day that he sucks, and it never works.
Then you see him throw a football and just...
It's glorious, yeah. It's a shame, you know, that Alabama had to get stuck with Tua instead of that guy. It's just awful.
But Tua's good, though.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah, but, like, when you look at the comparison, I mean... Trevor Lawrence like a 9.9 and Tua is like a 9.5, but the gap from a 9.5 to a 9.9 is huge.
That's like not a bad
psych.
That's not a bad like rating there for college football.
Yeah.
All time. Trevor Lawrence, he could be one of the greatest.
Wait, we're talking about basketball.
College career. I'm sorry.
College football.
Sorry, listen. We're in the South. football makes its way every time.
Yeah, easily. But I think, did you see the tweet where someone edited, like, from, like, the World Cup or something, like, 4 years ago or 2 years ago, they edited people in a bar. They were cheering for a World Cup goal, but they, like, photoshopped the screen to be Kevin Durant's injury and made it look like a whole...
Yes.
That was funny.
That was incredible.
The, like, memes and stuff have been funny. I think people are taking it too seriously. I think it was, like, an in-the-moment, like, people were like, oh, shoot, we're winning now. Like, we're going to win now.
Yes.
But, I mean, you still, you can't do that.
But I can tell you right now, just from my experience, like, if that was the if that was Cleveland again, you know that it was in Cleveland, that place would have went insane. Like, it doesn't matter because Cleveland hated Golden State when we were there.
Yeah. Maybe.
Are they going to score?
I don't know.
No.
I still think that place in Cleveland would have went crazy if KD got hurt. I don't know, but...
Yeah, but there's...
Cleveland fans are a little more classy than...
We are.
Up north Canadians.
That's true. That's true.
Canadians are terrible. I mean, are you a Bruins fan, Jared?
Yeah.
I thought so.
I thought Canadian... Oh, uh-oh. Wow.
Tarasenko.
Oh. All right, let's move on to hockey talk. It's getting heated. Okay. So I'm a
Jared has some notes.
I grew up playing hockey. Played for freshman year of college. Played for the UAB Blazers. Go Blazers.
What's up?
I was a third line, so I was good in high school. College, I'm a small guy. I'm small, but I'm fast.
Got good handles.
So in high school, I got speed. I could hit decent. Well. In college, I was small, so I would get wrecked. But I thought, you know, I'm fast. But everyone's fast in college. So college hockey didn't work out too well for me. But anyways, grew up big Boston fan. Boston's currently playing for the Stanley Cup. Game 7 in Boston, which kind of puts my point at why I thought Boston should win this game. And there's still hope. It's 15 minutes left. They're down 2-0. But first of all, Boston, they're going to be hype. There has been... 16 game sevens in the finals. So 16 Stanley Cup final game sevens, and none of them have been in Boston. They've played in game sevens in the finals. 2011, they played against the Vancouver Canucks. They won the game seven game.
Chara was on that team.
Yeah, right? So five of the players now, so they have some veterans. Zdeno Chara, Marshawn, Bergie, and... David Krejci, they all played.
Yeah.
And Tuukka was on that team. Tuukka wasn't in goal. It was
what's the guy's name? Oof. Oh, he's a stud. He wore like the weird mask, for the white one.
For the goalie.
Yeah.
Tim or Tom. What's his name?
I
know the name. It's leaving me. But anyways, Tuukka was on the team. So they had five players. They were on that 2011 team that won the cup in Game 7, but it was in Vancouver. So I'm thinking, you know, Boston's hype. It's in Beantown. They're going to win at home. But the problem with the Blues is the Blues are hype because the Blues have been a team for 52 years and have never made it to the finals. They're here. Game 7. They're hype. The problem is right now is Ryan O'Reilly is a freaking beast. And he has 7 points this series.
Might have to explain that.
7 points. He's got what? 4 goals, 3 assists.
5 goals now. He's got
5 goals
points.
Tonight. But tonight. Before leading up to the game, he had 4 goals, 3 assists, which for that in one series is incredible on its own. So 7 points tonight. My argument was if the Blues can stop, I mean if the Bruins can stop Ryan O'Reilly, they should win the game. Well, he just he scored. He already scored. So they're struggling. I guess my only argument now is that if Boston was to go on power play. Even if they get a penalty, their penalty kill is outrageous. I think in this series, there's been, or in this series, there have been 18 penalties. They've been on the penalty kill 18 times, and they've killed it 17 times. And they've scored a shorthanded goal, which is dope. Their power play is pretty good. They're 7 for 23 on the power play.
What's crazy is right now they're out shooting. They have double St. Louis shots,
right?
But they're not on the board.
Yeah,
right.
It's crazy.
Well, last game, game six, they went off. Let me see. I had the stat pulled up. Yeah, last game they outshot the Blues 27-16.
Wow.
So that's why they won that game. They freaking dominated. So basically, they just need to pepper the goal. They just need to put shots on net.
See what?
But
what
they're doing that.
And what I've noticed.
Here's the only thing. Sorry to interrupt. The only thing I know about hockey is 2-0 is the worst lead in hockey to have. So the Blues are screwed. Well,
3-0
after the 3-0, first.
3-0, that's a little scary after the first.
You're
asking for a comeback.
Yeah, but 2-0, third period, the Blues have already lost this one. it's over with.
See, what I've noticed about shots in hockey is, I'm a Nashville Predators fan. I moved to Nashville in 1998, lived there for 5 years. First sporting event I ever went to was a Nashville game. And Nashville is notorious for shots on goal. But the problem is, in hockey, in the past few years, from what I've been watching, it's about the quality of shots. Mm. You can take a shot from the blue line, and these guys are professionals. They're going to stop it every time from there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't watch. It's a radio show. I used to listen to a radio show, like the three-man front out of Birmingham. Cole Kublik had a motto about hockey. The motto was shoot more, you score more, unless you save more. But and that's got to be truer than the 2-0 lead thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Boston's out shooting them by a lot.
Boston is, but there's also Boston has a problem with turnovers. They've given the puck away 12 times this game already.
Like that right
St.
there.
St. Louis is only giving away 5 times. And so Boston's kind of struggling. Also, a big thing with Boston right now is their front line, who ideally, just looking at it, I believe it's Patrice Bergeron, who's a legend. He's getting older, but he's still got some fire. Brad Marchand, who's one of the top players this year in the NHL, and Pasta, they got David Pastrnak, young kid, he's a beast. He's our age. I think he's a year older than us. Their front line's sick, but they just haven't produced this series. If they can get their act together, put some shots on net, get some goals, they'd be
winning.
Probably winning this game. But they haven't produced as well as they would like. But having Big Z back is huge. Zdenachar is one of the best defensemen to play in the NHL, strictly because he is the biggest man to play hockey ever. He's like 6'9". On skates, he's pretty much seven feet tall, and that's a big man. You don't want to mess with that. But I don't know, this game is winding down. There's 12 minutes left, and they haven't done much. It's kind of been the neutral zone or the defensive zone for the past 4 or 5 minutes now.
Yeah, we'll see. They've shot more.
Marcy just had a shot on goal, and it did not succeed.
So they've shot more, but they haven't scored more.
They have not scored more.
Which means they needed to have saved more, but they also haven't done that.
Their goalie's a rookie,
too.
That's
some pretty good hockey talk there, JP. Like, I like that.
That's what I can contribute.
The Blues goalie is a rookie this year, and he's in a Game 7 finals, and he has given up 0 goals.
That's a feat. He did give up 5 goals last time.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed about this guy throughout the season, when they get beat heavily and just pounded,
terrible shot.
He'd go on win streaks. That's in the Blues' favor for tonight, and obviously it's showing with no goals on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, we need to talk about Big Poppy.
I was about to get to that.
I think Boston's kind of got some motivation behind him, too, for Big Poppy. You know, Big Poppy played for the Red Sox for years. One of the Red Sox best players.
Oh, my goodness.
What a save.
Huge save by the Blues. But anyways, Big Poppy played for the Red Sox for years. One of the Red Sox best players. He got shot somehow in, like, Dominican Republic or something.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Boston's kind of should be doing it for Big Poppy. They should take it home.
Okay, I don't mean to put like a damper on that story, but I'm pretty sure the reason he got shot is because he was sleeping with a drug lord's wife.
See, I've heard that was it was a mistake,
though. Really? That's what I've heard.
Now, Big Poppy, he might have been. We don't know.
You never know.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. That's a fact.
That is true.
Shoot more, score more, unless you save more.
Jordan's gonna keep saying that.
Credit Cole Kublik.
Dude, you need to put that on your bio somewhere.
I can't because Cole Kublik technically owns the rights to that statement.
Oh, really?
I mean, he hasn't trademarked it, but he said it.
You should trademark it, and then if he ever says it again, just go ahead and make some bank off that.
Well, so do y'all remember Connor Smith from high school?
I do.
His dad is the producer of that show, so I could probably Three Man Front on Jocks. Okay. Oh, nope.
Wow.
I could probably get in touch with Pat and get in touch with Cole through him and say, hey, could I use that because I like it? But I just don't feel like doing all that.
I mean, it'd be worth it.
It would be worth it. We could put it on a t-shirt.
Oh.
We could give him 5% of the revenue.
Nah, right. just go ahead and keep all that for yourself.
We'll give him at least 2% because all he did was say it. I really put action to it.
Yeah. That's true. Put on a t-shirt. I mean, yeah.
I mean, if I could trademark that as my own phrase, but then, like, he's documented on the radio talking about it. So then he would sue me if I was making money off of it, unless I gave him a cut. So I'll just give him a cut.
Yeah. Back to hockey. Biggest thing for the Bruins right now, I think it would be good for them. They need to draw a penalty because there's 9 minutes left in the game in the third period.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking good. First of all, they need to stop the clocks. The clock hadn't stopped in about 4 minutes.
More than that, I think.
Yeah, probably more than that. And they need to get the clock stopped, regroup, take a little break, and get a penalty. Because if they get a penalty, they're hype. They're probably going to get a goal if they're on the power play. So that's probably the biggest thing the Bruins need to do right now.
I think there's only been like one penalty all game, right? Is that a goal? Wow. Goal.
That's Blues. It. Cash.
Who was that?
That was Blues.
Yeah, but what player? Oh, wow, man, this game is falling out of the Bruins' hands.
Wow.
It's over.
No, it's not over, dude.
3-0 lead.
3-0 lead. Listen, you gotta be careful 10. With that 3-0 lead.
It's too late, dude. 3-0.
Skin.
Man, the Blues are... They're killing it right now.
Is that a one-timer?
Also, the Blues barely made the playoffs, by the way.
Yeah, they
were crazy. They were
in last place.
In January. That's halfway through the season.
You see, what's crazy about that is in 2016, we were seniors. The Predators made it all the way to Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And they were the last seed in. They barely made the playoffs. Same thing with the Blues. And then this year, the Lightning were setting records for games they won.
They were destroying. They got swept. People.
I mean, it's... Yeah. Playoff hockey is a different animal.
Blue Jackets,
so.
Baby.
Yeah, hey, man. Yeah.
Blue Jackets.
Just have a white
well,
game.
Jared, so I talked about this on the last episode, but Jared remembers the time I adapted the Florida Panthers.
I do remember that. You actually bought a Florida Panthers sticker. That's commitment.
Yeah, it's on my car. Yeah, it's on my car right now.
I remember one of your big reasons was because
they sucked.
That and they had Ymir Yager at the time.
Yes.
And Yager was like the only player in the NHL who for my non hockey fans, Ymir Yager is probably one of the most legendary people behind Wayne Gretzky.
All of sports.
Oh my goodness.
Behind Wayne Gretzky, he's one of the best players. Just because he stayed in the league till he was like 46 or something. Like he's old man. And he still had the flow. Which is if you have the flow in hockey, you're pretty much better than
anyone
else.
You're still in your prime. Yeah.
And so, Ymir Yager probably played for the most NHL teams. Probably played for like 12 different teams. Like, the dude was a beast. And I remember he played for Boston when I was like a huge fan. I grew up huge fan of Boston. I'm not going to lie. Haven't really watched much of the season this year just because I lived in Colorado.
Life gets busy.
I lived in Colorado for 4 months. Became a huge fan of the Rockies. Rockies, by the way, switched to baseball just for a quick second. Rockies are on the rise right now. They're behind the Dodgers, but they're 9 games back, but they're in second place. Hopefully, the Rockies will make playoffs.
Facts. The Braves are hotter than the Rockies right now.
They are. The Braves are
winning. Did they win today?
They were on
the
like
Braves, they were winning.
They were winning. They're 7 of their last 9. They're in 5th place in the NL, which like makes the cut for the wild card.
Yeah.
They'll probably get drilled in the wild card if they make it like they did last year, but that's okay.
As long as they're making the playoffs.
The Braves also hit 4 home runs in 1 inning today.
They're tied right now.
4 home runs in 1 inning.
Did y'all see the Nationals go back to back to back to back?
Oh, that was insane.
Without Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
Back to back to back to back?
4 homers in a row. Back to back to back.
I don't know
if
this is an unpopular opinion, but I hate Bryce Harper.
It's unpopular on this side.
Hate the guy. Not a huge fan of Bryce Harper or the Phillies. Don't like the Phillies at all.
Here's the
Bryce
thing.
Bryce Harper's hair is incredible.
Okay, great hair.
His swing,
I'm going
incredible.
10,000% bald, so I'm jealous of the hair. but I would rather have my hair and not be Bryce Harper than have his hair. Because I just hate Bryce
bold,
Harper.
That's a like if I could be Bryce Harper, I would definitely be Bryce Harper.
Do y'all want to know what the thing is when it comes to baseball? You swing more, you score more, unless you save more.
Save more runs?
Yeah.
Okay.
With good pitching. Good pitching.
What, like the close?
No, good fielding. Terrible pitching, great fielding.
Also, baseball talk. Shout out to Auburn. I'm not an Auburn fan, but shout
no,
out
no,
Auburn
no, no, you
making.
Can't. You can't. We put an Auburn sports fan on the podcast.
I thought that was lifted.
Dude, I'm just saying.
No,
dude.
Unless they win the College World
I'm
Series,
just saying,
we can't
yeah,
talk about
Auburn
it.
Auburn sucks at football.
You get 30
but
seconds.
They killed it in basketball and baseball this year. That's
watch,
something to,
watch
I mean,
Auburn in football this year. I'm thinking they're going to turn some heads. They got that kid from Pinson,
Bo
Nix. Bo
Nix.
Stud.
Yeah.
We'll see what
Auburn
we should get Bo Nix on the show.
They'll go 8-4.
Kinda. Let's get his dad on the show.
They'll
He's
go
a good
eight.
Guy. He played Auburn.
They'll go 8-4 as their historical average states, and probably lose the famous Idaho Potato Bowl to Nebraska if they can muster up 6 wins this season.
That sounds legit.
All right. Dude, I'm just saying, y'all are sleeping on Auburn's school. Their athletics, their baseball's good, their
smart
basketball's
school.
Good.
I feel like they're tracking.
Football's
good.
Probably
all
right, not the best.
We're done. We're done with Auburn
okay,
sports.
Jordan's going to have a heart attack if we keep talking.
I'm not
no,
Auburn
no,
fan.
It's not me. It's not me. It's the sanctity of an Auburn sports band is being compromised right now. You are about to be probation.
So, how do you guys think Justin Fields is going to do at Ohio State?
Terribly.
Oh, who's Ohio State?
I love you, but...
Who's Ohio State?
Justin Fields is going to have an average year. Did Matthew Baldwin transfer? He was the... Assumed backup to Justin
Fields. No,
Fields,
that was
right?
Tate Martell.
Yeah, then Matthew Baldwin was the guy after Tate Martell left.
No, he didn't transfer.
I don't think he did.
Because he's better than Justin Fields at throwing the ball.
Listen, I miss Tate Martell.
Listen,
I love that guy.
Justin Fields scares.
I love him.
Justin Fields scares the crap out of me in that offense. Now they don't have Urban Meyer this year,
but they have. They still have the OC.
Is Urban Meyer still alive?
Yes.
Hadn't he had like 3 heart attacks?
I think he's faked a few. But
okay.
I think the Florida one.
The
was
Florida
kind of
one,
a, yeah.
I don't know. He's having.
Okay,
some
I don't know.
Florida.
I don't know if we can say that he faked a heart attack.
He might not have. But
it was like in the news.
Yeah, we're gonna recant that statement on him faking a heart attack.
Yeah,
man. We're not gonna edit that out.
That was not of the Lord. We were not prophesied that. We just that was
satire. We were joking. Okay, hold on. The game's back on.
Game's back on.
7 minutes left.
We just
7?
Lost the face-off in the offensive zone. Shot,
oh, wow.
Not on goal.
Shoot more.
Score more.
Save more.
Here's the thing, guys. Hockey is awesome in the playoffs. I wish more people in the South got into hockey.
Yes.
Because it really is a great sport. I mean, it's got everything you want. It's got physical contact.
It's got
speed. It's got fighting. It's freaking UFC out here.
Listen.
Put Conor McGregor on some skates.
We're up to something.
That will be,
shoot
that
more.
Be an embarrassment.
Dang.
Save more.
Save
more. You know what they say about playoff hockey?
There's nothing like it.
It's when the season starts. Come on, boys.
Yeah.
Come on, Nardy.
There's nothing like it, though.
How many games do they play in hockey?
Play.
That was a good save.
82?
82 games.
82? Okay.
82 games. Also, Blues goalie has 31 saves, which is pretty freaking
that's
good.
Today? Like, tonight?
Tonight. 31 saves now. He just got his 31st save, which was a great one.
We're watching his highlights of the saves right now, and... A human that is a grown man should not be able to bend like that.
He's straight pooping on these boys.
six minutes left in the game, 6:50, and Boston's down 3-0. They're
it's
gonna have to pull
something.
Good.
He lost the faceoff in the offensive zone.
Well, here's my question. How early are we gonna see Tuukka Rask skating to the bench for the extra?
I'm gonna call it 2 minutes.
I'm gonna call it 4.
No, dude, you can't hold a goalie at 4 minutes, dude.
Too early. I've been seeing guys.
You're at a 3-0 lead. You might as well just try to push it. You don't want to give them 4, because then
you
give them 4 goals,
you,
there's no chance.
I could see it happening.
Good.
The Bruins really need some lucky bounces like that.
Shoot
one.
More.
Pass.
Pass more.
Good pass. Shoot it.
Come on.
Oh, you got to get that rebound.
This goalie is just staying.
Nice.
Oh, he missed it.
He missed it. Are you kidding me? Score more.
He missed it again. What are they doing?
This right here is the epitome of the night. Just whiffs.
They look like Alabama.
They're panicked. Yeah, it's slot. They're panicking.
Yeah.
They're trying too hard on certain plays that they need to be smarter about.
They look like Alabama did against Clemson. This is bad. They can't do anything.
We're going to go ahead and chalk this up as a Blues Stanley Cup first win in 50
years. No.
Years for the first.
Here he comes.
First.
Oh, you got me kidding.
First Stanley Cup final, or first Stanley Cup in their whole team history. 52 years. That's a long time to not have Stanley Cup.
That is a long time.
Not as long as the Toronto Maple Leafs. They haven't won ever, maybe? Or even if they have won, it's been years.
But that's how I want it.
Oh yeah, and I don't
want
to.
I never want to see them win.
No, Toronto.
I mean, the city of Toronto. They cheer for guys when they get hurt.
Yeah,
it's just not a good place to be.
They're just straight up. They're not American. Yeah,
Drake too.
I will tell you, Drake is good for the NBA playoffs.
For why? Sure.
You can't, no, he's good for TV ratings.
Hey, let's pause this. Let's pause this and talk about. Is there any bad headlines?
We'll get to that at the end? That's going to segue us into the women's.
Oh,
okay.
So that way we'll get to hit both of those. But
Drake's good for TV. That's what I'm saying. Is it good for basketball?
No.
But he's great for
let's
TV.
Just say that the Blues just scored again.
Wow.
This is game over. I don't think the Bruins can come back from a 4-0 lead with 4 minutes left.
You don't. Right. You never know, though. If they shoot more... they could score more, and if they save more, they'll win.
Dude, well, Tuukka Rask has let in 4 goals, and I can promise you the Bruins have had more shots on goal. Tuukka Rask is not playing that great.
I think they just need to go ahead and pull Tuukka Rask, because they're scoring on him anyways. Might as well get a better chance to score.
Yeah, but at least...
Okay, but this goal right here, goal four, one-timer, nothing Tuukka can do about that. That was poor defense
by the
Bruins.
That's the defense.
Bad defense. Oh, it was backdoor. Easy. That's easy hockey. That is textbook hockey. Backdoor pass. Right there, one time around the back of
the net. The Blues are, they deserve everything.
They do, they deserve it. Look at that. They've got even more fan base, it looks like. Like,
they're
killing it there.
They're in Busch, they're in the baseball stadium watching the game. That's incredible.
In blue.
Good. Good for them. You know what their team did tonight? They shot more and they scored more.
They didn't shoot more.
They didn't shoot more.
They didn't shoot more.
They just outplayed the Bruins.
No, see, because they saved more, they scored more.
Dude who just scored got his first career playoff goal, probably the game-ending goal.
The dagger.
That's the dagger right there. Great.
This
great
game
goal.
Was over when they
Big
scored
hit.
Their first goal. Their goalie is having himself a night.
Here's the question. Do we see
Oh, my gosh, they won't score
Do
again.
We see retaliation from the Bruins? Just fighting?
I mean...
I don't think so. There's no point. At this point, there's no reason to. You're down 4-0. You probably can't score four. If they scored four, if they came back right now,
four goals
it would
four
be
minutes?
The probably most legendary comeback in all of sports history.
Well,
absolutely.
You got to...
NHL history.
Okay.
NHL history.
When you say comeback, I'm thinking
dude,
Tom
four,
Brady.
28-3.
Okay, but four goals. Okay, but he had what? A whole half?
But
this is
4
minutes.
A,
4 goals in 4 minutes. Outrageous.
Jalen Hurts. Against Georgia.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts coming in off the bench cold, rips out 2 touchdowns against Georgia like he was meant to rip out those 2 touchdowns.
Let's talk about Jalen Hurts for a second while we're at commercial.
Okay, yeah.
How is Jalen Hurts going to do at Oklahoma, in y'all's opinion? What's like your first thought?
I don't believe the hype.
He'll be the second best quarterback in the conference because Sam Ellinger is about to have himself a season.
Sam Ellinger is a country boy.
Hook him!
No one here is a Texas fan. Wait, Jared, you're a Texas fan.
I am a Texas fan.
That's fake.
No, I really am. My whole family is from Texas, Dallas, Texas. I don't watch a ton of football, but that quarterback is a beast. I did watch some of his games last year.
Dude,
I think he's going to be great this year.
He could play middle linebacker.
Didn't Texas beat Oklahoma last year?
They won the first time.
Lost. Yeah, lost
but then they let Georgia know what it means to play football in the Sugar Bowl.
Right.
They did.
Yeah. That was a fun game.
I hate Georgia.
So, on the topic of Oklahoma, Kyler Murray, how is he going
to
do?
Dude, terrible. Kyler Murray should have played baseball. He should have went to the A's.
He should
have
played baseball.
Here's what. I do not believe the Kyler Murray hype. I don't think he should have been number one pick.
I don't either.
I don't think he's going to be that great in the NFL. He's not that big.
He's not.
He's a tiny man.
He's not. I don't think it's the problem with him
I
being
mean, he's
tiny.
Almost as tall as Russell Wilson.
I just don't.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson's good, dude.
Russell Wilson's like 6'1". Kyler Murray's like 5'4".
I don't think Kyler Murray throws the ball well enough to be an NFL
dude,
player.
he's kind of nice with it.
He is nice with it, but like... I'm just not saying. We'll see. I could be completely wrong. I'm not an NFL scout. I don't know.
Right.
But, like, they saw something in him. So, I wish the best for the guy, but if I'm not taking
okay.
the hype.
This game, it's over. We're going to take another break. If the Bruins start to come back, we'll come back on.
How much time?
Shoot more, score more, unless you save more. Bruins just put one in the net, 2 minutes left in the game. Down 4-1, but they're definitely coming back.
With the goalie pulled.
They did pull them at 4 minutes.
Joby, that was a good call.
I had to I had a little research.
Bar down, top cheese,
dude. That was upper 92 degrees right there.
That was a great goal.
Slightly inside. We'll give it 92 degrees.
Here's the sad thing. If that was a goal that tied the game, it would have been the most beautiful goal. But it was a goal to get them their first goal. Down three still. They're not going to be hyped about that.
But they won they lost a face-off just
now. If that would have been to tie the game or to go ahead, I would have taken my clothes off, did a lap around the house, and came back and
finished
the
project.
What's going on? Is this a rugby-like scenario
right here? Scrum?
It's a scrum right now.
It's a scrum.
Okay, did y'all watch Bachelorette?
They're holding the puck, which that's kind of...
I did, yeah. I watched it hard.
The Bachelorette is great.
Do you know who wins?
Don't tell me.
No, I don't either, but my girlfriend does.
Why didn't she look it up?
I think I told her.
I can't.
I really told her.
I can't spare you the details right now of why she looked it up, but I'll tell you why she looked it up when we get done recording this.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I don't know who wins either. I told her not to tell me. I threatened her life if she told me.
I got Dana watching. Dana is my mother. She's a saint. I got Dana watching The Bachelorette. She loves it.
Icing,
baby.
That was a
no. So me and Ashley watch it with my nana.
Really?
Fact. Yeah.
What is your nana's opinion on The Bachelorette?
Well, Ashley told her who wins.
Why?
So really, I'm the only one actually watching it when we go over there. But I'm so invested.
Who's your favorite on the show?
Dude, I like Tyler C. He looks like my grandfather. Like my late grandfather, Mike.
Dude,
Taylor.
You don't like Luke P?
Luke P is such a douchebag.
Luke P is the worst human.
Alright, real talk though, I loved, what's that dude's name? The surfer dude. John Paul or whatever?
John Paul Jones.
That was a great guy.
Oh, Chuck Bra, dude.
Huge fan of John. Huge John Paul Jones guy.
He got sent home last night.
He did get sent home.
He's just too weird, guys. Let's be honest.
But like,
I feel like he didn't get enough TV time though.
If they would have given him more TV time, the producer would have made her keep him on because he's hilarious.
He is. Here was my theory. Me and Sarah. Sarah's my girlfriend.
Yes.
She's in Ecuador now, so we can't watch it together anymore. But we did watch the first three episodes, first three shows, and I loved him. And here's my argument was, I think John Paul Jones doesn't even like Hannah. I wouldn't. I don't like Hannah. I wouldn't want to date her.
No,
so I think that he just like didn't care. I was like, I feel like he was like, yeah, send me home. I'm tired of being with this girl.
I directly think that Hannah is ugly. That,
whoa!
I think she's pretty girl. Not the prettiest girl, but I do think she's pretty.
I think in comparison to past Bachelorettes, she's ugly.
Wow.
Back to hockey. There's 25 seconds left.
It's game over.
It's game over. I mean, you can't score three goals in 20 seconds.
If you shoot more, you can.
If you score more, shoot more. You save more, you win more.
Well, they can't save more at this point because they don't have a goalie.
They can't save. Well, I mean, unless, you know, we get somebody sacrificing the body.
We can sacrifice the body. So, this is game right here.
Yeah, 5 seconds and counting. It's over with.
Going for the puck.
No, they don't even care.
And the St. Louis Blues have just won their first franchise Stanley Cup playoff. Stanley Cup final. They are Stanley Cup champ. The cool thing, I don't know if hockey people in the South don't know about hockey. Cool thing about hockey in the South, I mean, sorry, I'm screwing up. Cool thing about hockey, the trophy, Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley.
Oh, man.
Yep.
The trophy is the heaviest trophy out of all sports. And it is the most iconic trophy because each player who has ever won, every coach, every player who's ever won the Stanley Cup, their name is engraved on the trophy.
Yes.
And that is the coolest thing.
Do you know what happens when the trophy is
too full?
Do they
have space for that?
Brad, I'm not crying right now.
I got you on that one. So when the trophy gets too full, they take a layer off. And they replace it, and they take that layer to a museum. So there's a few, I don't know how many layers there are, but every, I think it's 8 years, they have to replace a layer. But it's the sweetest trophy of all time.
Yeah.
The guy who won the Stanley Cup last year for the Capitals,
Ovechkin
was doing, I hope it's okay to say, he was doing keg stands out of it, which is absolutely hilarious, and after he got interviewed and said he's never been hungover a day in his life.
Yeah.
I'm calling bull crap on that, but you know. It's hockey players. He might not. It's a hockey player.
The Stanley Cup is a pretty tight trophy. But what about the ODK Foy Sportsmanship Trophy?
I don't even know what
that is. The Iron Bowl trophy.
Okay.
It's a terrible trophy, terrible name. The significance of that statement is that you didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, I was a little lost.
Yeah, I was just giving a quick shout out to Alabama sports, not Auburn, because Auburn's banned from this podcast for 3 weeks.
All right, that's
okay. Okay. So, Blues Stanley Cup champs. Their names are on the cup now.
It was kind of a not what I was expecting.
Not a great game.
I wanted more of a game.
I think if the sound was on, it might have been more hype.
Probably.
Yeah.
But
I didn't want a 4-0 shellac. That's what we got.
Honestly, though, here's what I'm thinking. 4-1, I'm sorry. Here's what I'm thinking, though. I would have rather seen a 4-0 game because that goalie would have got a shutout.
Yeah.
And that would have been awesome. Have a shutout in your first Stanley Cup game.
Game 7.
First Stanley Cup. Like, that'd be huge. But he did let one in, but it's okay because he got the dub. They got their first Stanley Cup win, 52 years. First franchise Stanley Cup. Huge. Well, since most people in the South don't care about hockey, and they're probably going to skip through all this, let's move on to the last few minutes.
There's a couple more things. This is
some unimportant news.
This is almost a sports headline that doesn't matter, but it's not. Did you all see that the Raiders are doing Hard Knocks?
Yes.
I did.
That's going to be funny with Gruden and Antonio Brown.
And Derek Carr.
Big Chest himself.
An interesting guy.
Yeah.
Who else do they have? Not Khalil Mack, because John Gruden's a moron.
Yeah.
Not Amari Cooper, because John Gruden's a moron.
I mean, they got Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown and John Gruden alone will get everybody through that season.
They'll carry that show.
Yeah, that show, it's going to be more funny than informative.
I'm Team Juju on that whole dispute with him and Antonio and Juju Brown.
Yeah.
Juju Brown. That's Juju.
That's not a guy.
Schuster. That's not a guy. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, we're going to do the sports headlines that don't matter, and then we're going to talk about the Women's World Cup, and that's about all we have. So, the sports headline that doesn't matter of today comes from Bleacher Report. A Miami bar offers free shots for every Alex Morgan goal in the World Cup. That doesn't matter.
That's five shots.
Well, that's five shots. She had that's, five goals.
Yeah, so that's five shots for everybody in there. I think they did it after the first game, though.
Okay.
Because of that game.
Wait, from now on?
From now on throughout the World Cup. That's stupid, though.
Okay, but if they did it before, it might matter.
Right.
But, like, the fact that they did it after, like, okay, who cares now? Like,
no, there's no sense that this matters unless you live in Miami.
Yeah.
They should have put that in the Miami Tribune in the local newsstand. But not, I shouldn't be sitting in Birmingham, Alabama reading that.
I'm not getting free shots.
No. I don't even want free shots.
I don't. That's not something I don't even want.
No. I don't even want Alex Morgan to score any more goals. Okay, I want everybody.
How crazy would that be if the USA just lost the next game?
No, I want the rest of the team to shine now that she's
I want them to win again.
Yeah, they will.
Who's your favorite player on the team?
Alex Morgan, 100%.
Really?
She's the best looking one.
Gotta go with Julie Ertz because Zach Ertz's wife.
Yep.
And I love Zach Ertz.
Who's the lesbian?
Oh wow, a lot of them. A few.
The famous one.
Rapinoe.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, she's good. She's very good.
Yeah.
She got like kneed in the back of the head or something. She was kind of adjusting her neck the whole game. It was a little interesting. I was like, man, you can't be getting those injuries playing Indonesia when we're winning.
No, I like. It's not is, worth it. Isn't it Gay Pride Month right now?
It is Gay Pride Month.
Yeah, so my favorite player is Rapinoe. Shout out to Gay Pride Month. If you live in Birmingham, go to. If you want to go to a gay bar, there's one called Our Place, located across the street from Arby's and Taco Bell, next door to Farm Burger and Taco Mama in the central food district of downtown Birmingham.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, you really sound familiar. You really sound familiar with the area.
I'll explain this. They're decked out with loads of super sweet rainbow and exotic color flags and posters. Very inspiring, I feel like, for the gay community.
Okay.
The reason I know so much about this place, I know the owner because when I worked at Paul Davis, the buildings around that building were abandoned, and there was a big conspiracy. They thought that a group of investors paid homeless people to burn it down so that they could build condos there because the city of Birmingham wasn't going to let them. And so when they set those buildings on fire, or however they caught on fire, allegedly set those buildings on fire, some of the smoke went into that building, and so I had to go and, like, clean out the ducts and, you know,
typical like fire damage stuff. The owner's a cool guy. I don't know. He wasn't giving me super like gay vibes. For the record, we're not like discriminating against gay people or anything, like that's fine.
We're just having a conversation.
We're just talking about it. So anyways, he wasn't giving me super gay vibes. But like he might be like a low key gay guy. Like secretly. But not secretly because he owns a gay bar, but he maybe like like he would be the guy in the relationship. Oh, they're giving out the cup right now.
No, this is the Conn Smythe. Speaking of the guy who doesn't know about hockey.
I'm so glad you know that.
Yeah. Okay. Look at that kid in the back.
The kid, he's booing.
So anyways, Conn Smythe trophies for my non-hockey people are Conn Smythe is the MVP of the finals, and we're about to figure out who that goes to. My vote's probably going to be Ryan O'Reilly, just because eight points in the last series. Yep, that's pretty incredible.
I can see it go to the goalie.
I think it is. It was. Yeah, it was Ryan O'Reilly. Yeah. Of course, I was right. Before this game started, I said, if the Bruins want to win, they have to put Ryan O'Reilly on stop. They have to stop him. I texted Joby. I said, Joby, dude, if the Bruins want to win, they got to stop number 90. They got to stop Ryan O'Reilly. Guess what the Bruins did not do?
Stop that man.
They didn't stop the man.
What is with numbers in the 90s with hockey players?
Dude, I don't like it.
Like legends.
Hold on. We've got to hit the World Cup at some point. The whole hockey of this podcast was brought to you by the J3Collect.com. If you want Jared to take a picture of you, DM us on Twitter at SSSports_ on Twitter. Instagram, student_section_. DM us there as well. And follow us on both of those.
Also,
we post really good stuff.
Major shout out to BringHockeyBack.com. Joby is currently repping a Bring Hockey Back sweatshirt.
Fourth line banger,
which that is what Joby is.
Are we just giving out free advertising?
Free advertising. Hopefully hopefully they'll hear this and jump on board.
Yeah.
No, because if we're just gonna give it to them for free, they're not gonna give us anything.
No, they'll give something.
Let's go ahead and shout out John Paul Jones. Okay. Just give a listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Great guy, number one
ranked podcast in the country is what we are.
Yeah.
Because I advertise that on Instagram.
You don't know it yet, but we know it.
we know it.
Hey, number one in our hearts, you know.
All right, hockey talk is done.
Hockey talk is done. Also,
hockey season is done.
Three more shout-outs. Hunter Thomason, I already shouted him out earlier, but two very important shout-outs. At BGallion_ on Instagram, co-founder of Student Section. He's been MIA because he lives in Atlanta, and we don't. So, he hasn't been. He actually was in Birmingham. We interviewed Chase Russell. That's coming out on the podcast Saturday. And then
who's Chase Russell? Give us a
Chase Russell, Imagineer Insta, Back to College Pod or Welcome to College Podcast. Yeah, Welcome to College Podcast. Huge Disney guy. He went through the Disney College program. Very funny guy. Way funnier than I expected him to be in that interview. Like I knew him and he was funny, like growing up, but I didn't know if he had like the microphone humor. He had it, he brought it.
Dude, heck yeah.
Funny guy.
Excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. If you like Disney, then like us too, because we're bringing you some serious Disney heat this weekend, Saturday, when we post that one. And shout out Jared Orlando Dunham. I don't know his Instagram name. He's like our photographer and soccer guy. So he wasn't a co-founder, but he was a co-starter of Student Section. He's been MIA because he went to Miami for no reason. went there for a car, came back with nothing. So, So let's hit the World Cup, and then we'll be done for the day. Jared, kick World us Cup. Off with the World Cup talk.
World Cup. I don't have much to say, just other than the women dominate. I wish our men's team could get that same fire, but we didn't even make the World Cup.
That's
last World Cup, and really embarrassing. But women's 13 goals, that's pretty outrageous. I'm predicting they're going to win the whole thing again. They're the best. They're the best, dude. They're freaking dominant. But other than that, I haven't kept up with much women's
soccer. I know there was a lot of, like, clapback from them, like, running the score up like that. But I bet you anybody who bet on that game was lit for that, unless they took the under. The under-over was 5.5 goals. They scored 13.
Not the under over. The spread. So they were favored by 5.5 is what I meant to say. The under over was like 6.5 or 7. I don't know. Joby, who's going to win the Conn Smythe of the Women's World Cup?
Well, you know, it's kind of a medium kind of year for women's soccer, but I'd have to say Rapinoe.
Rapinoe's going to win it. In Gay Pride Month, Rapinoe's.
Dude, Alex Morgan.
If y'all didn't catch the medium year for soccer, that's an Office quote. Got to shout out The Office on the can.
Dude, huge Office
guy. Is great.
Yeah, guy. I've seen it.
Great show.
Huge New Girl guy. I've watched New Girl 7 times.
Huge Breaking Bad guy. I know it's an old show, but I've been watching it, and it's I'm on season 3. It's
I gave show. Up when he found out he had cancer.
That was like the first episode. That's the intro. That is really the...
Well, so that was when Anthony lived with us, and he was like, oh, you're watching this? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, dude, it's good. And I was like, does he die at the end or not? And then Anthony answered that for me. And so, actually, that show's old. He dies at the end. Don't watch it. He gets cancer and dies at the end. And so
he has cancer the whole show. first episode, my man gets cancer. And Jordan said, I stopped watching it after I forgot I got cancer. So Jordan probably watched the
first
the title
minutes.
Sequence.
Wow.
And then said, I hate this show.
Let's get back to soccer.
The women's
team, after the shellacking they put on Indonesia, they play Chile Sunday at 11 a.m., so you're going to want to catch that shellacking that they're going to put on Chile, if you will.
Chile.
We'll preview that.
Saturday. I think the only good way to get out of this podcast is to talk about the Rompers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, can I just start off by saying this might be an unpopular opinion with the boys in this section right now, in this room.
That's fine.
But I'm not a romper guy. I don't see myself ever wearing a romper. I'm a khakis and Jordan Pinnell classic fish polo with some Vans. I'm not a romper man.
Shout out Columbia for that fish shirt. They hooked me up right.
It's a good shirt.
And then Jared has it now.
I do have it.
I don't have a man
okay,
romper.
Well, see, that's exactly why you're not going to be a part of the Romper Takeover 2K19 photo shoot January of 2020.
Okay, but I'm going to be...
You're going to be
shooting.
He's going to be taking
the photo.
Yeah.
That's why you're behind the camera, because you couldn't even pull off a romper if you wanted to.
Dude, I'm too... I weigh too much. I don't weigh too much. I would look fat in a romper.
I think I have at least 15 pounds on me.
I feel like...
Not big.
Okay, but you're taller.
I feel like the more I weigh, the better I look in a romper, honestly.
That is the most false thing I've ever heard.
Okay, look, if you're ugly... Wear a romper, you'll look beautiful. If you're beautiful, wear a romper, you'll look beautiful. That's just, if you wear more, you'll look better.
Y'all talk a lot.
Unless you look worse.
Do any of y'all have a romper?
I have a...
Not yet.
Rose's romper does not count. The romper that your girlfriend wears, that you probably wear every night.
Sometimes.
That's your romper fantasies, it doesn't count.
No, the rompers are pending. We're waiting on our student section rompers to come in with the logo and all.
You know what we need?
That's incredible.
Student section beanies. A beanie is a power move.
Yes.
Beanies are a power move.
It is hot here,
dude,
but
get
if you
this.
Wear a beanie, Park Butterworth. Orange beanie. Okay, shout out to JUCO Music. Park Butterworth, great band. I actually filmed music here for them. Awesome band, check them out. They play live shows.
Another
all time
free advertisement.
He
so
reps the orange beanie. Yeah. We need a student section beanie.
Get this. Student section bleacher chairs. So I forget who came up. It was Bree or Jared Dunham, but student section bleacher chairs, and it fits the bleacher, the student section. I thought it was a great idea. It makes sense.
Yeah.
No one's going to buy that, but...
Maybe not.
I mean, I feel like if you're in the student section,
you're
on your feet.
Yeah.
I was never in the student section. I wasn't about that life.
Whatever. Well, now you are.
Now I am.
Now you're about that life. All right, well, that's our soccer... We hit pretty much every sport under the sun. Blues, Stanley Cup champs.
Yep.
The Bruins, they shot more, but they didn't score more. They were unable to save more. So, better luck next time. This has been Student Section Sports with Jordan, Nardi, Joby, and Jared. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.